Well, network actor, Superman actor, Ned Beatty, Deliverance actor, Ned Beatty. Anybody who ever saw Deliverance, the scene with Ned Beatty, the rape scene where he was the victim, one of the most disturbing scenes I've ever seen in a film, that's for sure. At any rate, Ned Beatty died over the weekend at the age of 83. Ned passed away in his sleep Sunday while surrounded by family at his home. No, the details surrounding the exact circumstances of his death were immediately available. However, we've been told his passing is not COVID-related, so reports TMZ. You know, one of his best performances, though, Network, 1976, in which he played the TV communications chief, tried to convince those to stop resisting a major merger deal that would adversely affect the masses. An epic 5 to 6 minute speech. But I think that, you know, his performance in Deliverance, probably one of the more telling performances at any rate. Moving on to more serious matters, Congressman Byron Donalds of Florida, one of the most outspoken and clear-spoken conservatives in the House today, calling out the Congressional Black Caucus for denying him membership. Now, Byron Donalds has been on this program a number of times. I think he's one of the most clear-thinking conservatives. He's to the point. He's on the point. He doesn't get rattled. He corrects people when they're wrong. And they're denying him membership at the Congressional Black Caucus. And he's really angry about that, plus the ongoing targeting of police officers in America. Things that he says are a big problem, and I agree. Listen to this. It's Byron Donalds of Florida. Go.
Number two, when it comes to the George Floyd Act, when it comes to police reform, there's a lot of police reforms that I actually do support. But the one thing I don't support is getting rid of qualified immunity. If you get rid of qualified immunity, it will mean less officers on the streets, especially in the urban communities like the one I grew up in, Brooklyn, New York. Less officers do not keep our community safe. It actually makes it harder for poor people in our urban corridors, whether you're white, black, or Hispanic, to actually have a safe community where your kids can go to school, they can play on the streets, and they can thrive. My ideas when it comes to actually helping the black community might be different from members of the CBC, but that doesn't mean I don't want the black community to thrive. Of course I want it to thrive. I want all communities in America to thrive. And I think that there should be an opportunity to have that full-throated conversation before the CBC makes a final decision.
And there you have it. Byron Donalds laying it out for you. And you know, how do you argue with what he has to say there? We're going to shift gears now. We're going with James Taylor. He is the president of the Heartland Institute. We're getting back to the infrastructure. Americans don't want to phase out fossil fuels. It's been rejected. James, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me on, Steve.
Always good to have you here. So, you know, I listened to a lot of conversations from the G7. I'm confused as to what they're talking about a good portion of the time because it doesn't sound like leadership to me. It sounds like blather, frankly. But the fact of the matter is, as Americans look around, I paid $3.19 at the pump here yesterday. It's the highest I paid for gas in quite some time. Everything else is going up in price. And everybody realizes that the pinch on fossil fuels will affect them. They figured that out. Pew Research did some polling and found that out as well. What do you think Americans think about this whole go to windmills and solar panels and forget everything else mentality?
Yeah, well, you know, it's amazing. We've waited decades for the opportunity to be energy independent, to not be reliant upon foreign sources for oil and for the rest of our energy. Under the Trump administration, we finally reached that mark. And yet here we have Joe Biden now shutting down new energy production on federal lands, which is absolutely huge. You talk about not only the job losses, but again, the losses in production. At the same time, shutting down the Keystone Pipeline, this is what you get. And yeah. It's one thing to say pie-in-the-sky things about getting off fossil fuels. It's another thing to be paying higher prices when wind turbines and solar panels don't power cars.
Well, there's no question the Keystone XL Pipeline being shut down, Justin Trudeau said Canada was disappointed. And for Canada to say that, that means they're really angry. I mean, they're incredibly polite is what they are. But the fact of the matter is this. They're going to sell that oil. The oil that was going to flow down to, you know, refineries on the American Gulf Coast are not going to flow west. They'll build a new pipeline to British Columbia. They will sell that oil to who? to the Chinese. So that, in and of itself, should be a wake-up call to the administration, and yet they seem blind to it.
Right, and folks on the climate left, the environmental left, have talked for years and years about how they would love to see $5, $10 a gallon gasoline. I've had folks say this in panels and I'm on debates that I've participated in. This is what they hope for because they think that therefore we'll use less oil if it's so darn expensive that nobody can afford to go anywhere. This is not an accident. It's not something that they regret. It's something that they've always strived for.
Yeah, the new research from Pew, by the way, 64%, two-thirds of Americans reject the idea of phasing out fossil fuels. The Competitive Enterprise Institute also shows a majority of Americans reject Biden's climate agenda. You put gas at $10 a gallon, you're right. People won't drive. They won't be able to afford, you know, cornflakes either or milk at the grocery store because everything will be so expensive because that expense will be passed on to consumers every step of the way. They can say they're not raising taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year, but inflation is a tax. Putting a boot to the throat of fossil fuels and raising prices there is a tax. However you want to look at it, it's less money in their pocket, isn't it, James?
Right, absolutely. And I think that for many voters, they hear the rhetoric before the election about how fossil fuels are bad and how we need to get off. And they say, oh, yeah, wonderful. And don't really realize or don't believe that Joe Biden and the Democratic Party are going to follow through on that, and you're going to have these real consequences. I think they're going to find out the hard way come the 2022 midterm elections, but nevertheless, that doesn't make it any easier for all of us who actually not only drive cars, but also, as you say, buy any good or service in the economy because prices are going up across the board.
You know, it occurs to me, James Taylor here, president of the Heartland Institute, the state of Texas has been the dream of Democrats my entire life. Turn Texas blue forever, and it'll be the greatest thing ever because they would never lose another presidential election, right? They would have complete control of all the levers of power, and yet they're failing miserably on the border and that issue. In fact, cities that have had Democrat mayors for decades now have just elected Republicans. You take that and you match that with the fact of this war on energy. In Texas, not only will it not turn blue, it will turn bright red. I'll give you the last word. That's my thought.
Well, I think you're right. It's been a pipe dream of the left to flip Texas. It's not going to happen anytime soon, especially when you have these policies that are all Americans, regardless of whether you're white, Hispanic, black, or anything else. And it's about time that people realize that when Joe Biden has promised certain things, he's actually going to follow through on it, whether you hope for it or not.
Right. Everything you want to not happen will end up happening. James Taylor, president of the Heartland Institute. Always appreciate you being here, sir. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
There you have it. So now the most desperate approach, which is to attack climate and demand climate legislation. That's what happens when you lose H.R. 1. You can't change and rig the elections. Well, we've got to do something radical. Here's what we'll do next. It is good to have you here. The Common Sense Hotline, 877-310-9966, 877-310-9966. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. You can go there to listen every day, too, on the Listen Live button. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Starting soon right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million.
Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad.